I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts. Very exciting, professional you, professional not makeup artist.
No.
But kind of.
Well, I did training.
There you go.
But only so I could write about products better when I was back in my magazine days. Well, and also it's a skill I have transferred to my non-magazine days of now.
In case you haven't guessed who it is, professional, I am obviously the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. And with me this week, I have the professional host of the Emma Gunn Show.
Emma Guns. Yes.
That's wacky.
That's wild. Yeah. You do yourself down. You might not be a professional beauty person. But you are a best-selling author.
I am, but that's irrelevant here. It is a fact of the matter is that I both things are true in that I am unprofessional and I am a beauty junkie.
Mm-hmm.
So both things are true.
But I don't know. I just
in the style of Newt Scamander, because we went to see Grindelwald last night, both things are factually accurate, no matter how you want to interpret them.
No, I just like talking about my friend Lindsay. Lindsay, best-selling author of 14 novels, currently writing her 15th.
Oh, and Emma Gunn's number one podcast in China, which is now my favourite thing of all time. And don't say number four, because there was a moment.
There was a moment.
And that's enough.
It is enough. And also, I have flown over to record this episode.
Yes, live from Los Angeles.
And I brought I didn't bring Grindelwald with me.
Yeah, I was like, that would be bang out of order. He's a terrible, terrible wizard.
But I brought Dumbledore. Dumbledore was on my flight.
Yes, thank you for that gift. You brought Rain.
Yeah.
And Dumbledore. Although maybe Dumbledore brought the rain because he's a wizard.
It's more likely.
Yeah.
It was Jude Law. Did I say that?
I think we just said Dumbledore. So also to put some context around what you're about to hear, apologies. We have had...
It's going to be the greatest day of your life.
It's going to be the best day you've
ever
lived.
This is my Hollywood voice. This is like, I'm going to make you a star.
Yeah, you've turned into a 1940s newspaper editor from the Los Angeles Times during some sort of... Prohibition
era.
Twenties. I don't know American history. That's not as much as England and full of that. But yes, to put some context around what you're about to listen, PodFam crossover. So if you don't already listen to the Emma Gunn Show, feel free to pause this right now and go and subscribe.
Yeah.
And if you do, you'll know that Emma, friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod. Hashtag PodFam. Is out visiting in sweet, sweet Los Angeles.
Sweet, sweet Los Angeles. I'm visiting Lindsay Kelk for a week. This is my holiday this year.
And the cats.
And my birthday treat.
It's just everything at once. Yep. It's just everything. I'm living for it. I'm living for it.
So we're doing this from the living room with the cats, under blankets.
At 11 o'clock in the morning.
In our gym jams.
Most people are dressed.
In our gym jams.
You know, we are working hard. And we've just got back from working hard, or hardly working. Just got back from a weekend in Palm Springs, which was super, 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 super fun.
But we are a little bit tired and emotional today.
A little bit worse for wear.
As a result of said
Which I'd like to think people would expect of us. We were living our brand, people. We did it for you. We were testing makeup, let's call it that.
Let's call that. Also, if we came back from Palm Springs and we were doing sun salutations at 6 a.m, you would believe that we weren't real anymore.
Yeah, and I would probably have to punch you too.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't be right. I mean, the sun isn't out and I feel like it's pathetic fallacy. I feel like I'm stopping the sun from coming out by being really quite tired. But it's all going
to
be
no
okay.
No need for the sun today. Lindsay's not feeling it.
Yeah, basically, it's like, someone call the sun. Not the newspaper. Keep them out of it.
Gosh, don't do that.
No. So we're going to have a lovely chat. And our main feature today is going to be me losing my voice. And also us discussing our beauty year and just chatting about things that have come up throughout this year in beauty, some of our favorite products, some of our favorite moments, maybe some things that we found a little bit disappointing, maybe some things we've realized about the world of beauty as 2018 has gone on.
I feel as though 2018 has been quite an exciting year in beauty. I feel like it's been a very busy year in beauty.
It's been a lot. But before we get to that, just going to cut you off because I'm the unprofessional beauty junkie.
How dare you?
We're going to hit a bit of new news.
Oh,
going to hit up a touch of new news because you've got to. There is new news, so we share it. Yeah. We do have a new news jingle. That's what puts people off.
Oh, well, you've come to the right place.
Yes. Emma Gunn's jingle machine. Go.
Well, what's the vibe of new
just
news?
Just like news, news. I often like to do it to the countdown theme tune, but it's been poo-pooed.
Well, I just think it can be massively efficient and just be new news.
Like it. I like it.
New news. It depends how serious
this is. I feel like it's a 1980s news program of like the 10 o'clock news in America. Like, do you know it's 9 o'clock? Do you know where your child is? But it's like new news. In my head, it's, you know, that.
So it's like it's a news alert.
Yeah, it's more like a, you know, that in the background.
New news.
Thank you. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Feel free to isolate that and use it as your ringtone.
I'm a gunner. You're Emma Gunner. Anyway. Oh, God. Guys, bear with us. New news. Just a couple of bits and pieces to let you know about so you have it on your radar for stuff that's coming out. First thing that I'm actually really excited about, and I know I get excited about everything, but it's a minute since I've been this excited without wanting to diminish anything that's gone before, but a Mac collection.
Mm-hmm.
Mac have brought out their, or it's coming out in January, but they've released the photos and the imagery of their Lunar New Year collection.
Ooh.
And it is bonkers beautiful. It's all red and elaborate, obviously to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And it's super curated, which I love. It is five lipsticks. So all in the red family. There's Ruby Woo, Russian Red, Lady Danger, obviously mm-hmm. classics, but repackaged in this gorgeous, gorgeous red casings that are just bonkers pretty. And then there's also Lucky in Love, which is a mid-tone pinky mauve, which will be a matte, and Lotus Light, which is an intense pinky red in Amplified. And then there's just a beautiful split colored blush that's sort of a corally pink on one side and then a sort of brownier, more bronzy shade on the other, and that's in the same gorgeous red packaging. And then a brush to go with that. I think that's beautiful.
Really, really gorgeous.
And just super covetable and like a nice way to celebrate Lunar New Year.
Also, Ruby Woo and Lady Danger, more than any other beauty products I think in existence, are so universally wonderful and brilliant. Last week.
We've lost all concept of time and space, people.
Yeah, and we've also been jetting around the place. Gadding around. But last week, I was at that Estée Lauder dinner, and it was a lunch, and it was a Christmas thingy-majig, and we all had a cracker on our place settings, and so we all pulled crackers. And I think it was Nick from Pixie Woo got Ruby Woo in her cracker.
Oh, what
and
was
I just
that
thought,
you just dropped on the floor, Emma? It was a name. You want to grab it?
If I'm going to grab a name, I'm going to grab Nick. That woman is absolutely freaking divine.
I know,
divine.
I'm really jealous. Yeah.
I don't know what Elizabeth Hurley got in her cracker because she was too far away from me.
What a bitch. I can't believe she didn't bring it round to show you. Classic Hurley.
That's the only other name I could think. I didn't mean to drop a name. Apologies. But
No,
it
I loved
just...
it. I was being an arsehole.
Oh, yeah. I should be used to that
by now. You really should.
But I think it was Nick. Now I've got it wrong. She's like, I didn't get it. But anyway, somebody got Ruby Woo and I thought, oh, that's you lucky devil.
Yeah.
I got a 72, a travel size Clinique Moisture Serre 72 hour moisture mask, which I brought with me and used on the plane.
Oh, did you like it?
Very much. I have to say, I don't think the Moisture Surge family has a product that, because of my skin type, I very much enjoy the feeling of the entire family.
Yeah, me too. I think there is really an underrated range. Although I would have given everyone a lipstick, Estee Lauder, just saying. It's Christmas.
Well, I think I might have had two things in my... No, I did. I had a Killian fragrance, a little sample.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the 72-hour thing. And then Steph from MAC, who was next to me, she had Portrait of a Lady in her cracker, and that's her wedding fragrance.
Oh,
so isn't that perfect?
That's
I thought it was lovely. If that was planned, that's genius. If it wasn't,
she probably did
organise
the event, which is clever.
She was involved.
Yeah, but still, I'll take it. No, that's lovely. And I do think, I mean, Ruby Woo, Russian Red, Lady Danger, they're so just... I can't think of any words.
They're iconic. They're wearable. Yeah. The thing is that... For a lot of us, and as you know, I did the Red to Red franchise last year, red can be so intimidating, and yes, I'm sure that you can get similar colours in high street ranges because they are a designer purchase, if you will. But those lipsticks do what they say on the tin. They're great formulas. They look good. They wear well. And they are, the formulation and the pigment composition is such that you can wear them.
And they don't wear you. That's what, there's very few colours and products out on the market where you know what it is. And I've got my friend Terry always wears Lady Danger. That's her signature colour. And
which
I will always
tone
know
one,
that's
it?
The orange tone. I actually really like Russian Red, but I don't think I've got one at the minute. Ruby Woo, I've always found a bit too matte for me.
And Ruby Woo's the more blue tone. But I absolutely, if I see someone and they're wearing either of those, I'll say, is that Lady Danger? And they're like, yeah, how do you know?
Yeah, so iconic. Mm. So I do think this is a really pretty, it's a little bit of a shame it's not coming out before Christmas. I understand why, because Chinese New Year isn't before Christmas, but they would make stunning gifts.
Yeah.
So treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself come January. Also coming out, we've got, so controversial figure, admittedly, and we haven't mentioned her on this podcast in a while, but then people kept asking us about this. So I am telling you it's coming out however you want to feel about this person. There is a Kat Von D Lolita collection coming out. So Lolita is, I guess, her most popular liquid lip. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of a chestnutty browny pink. It's come out twice because they reformulated it and changed it. Then I think they brought back out the original again, which was very confusing. But there's a collection coming out. There's a palette, a liquid eyeliner, and a glimmer veil. So if you want those things, fill your boots. They probably will sell out because it's such a cult product. That's the thing that's happening. Moving on.
Just as a side note to that, I do think what's nice about something like that is if you do feel like you don't want to buy into a brand for whatever reason, and obviously with the Kat Von D thing, there are reasons that are many and plentiful, and I don't think we need to go through them here.
We don't.
But the great thing is that there are brilliant products in those ranges, but there are so many beauty products that you can find dupes. So if you are a big fan of the tattoo liner, which I was,
please
may I heartily recommend the Clinique Pretty Easy Liner, which for my money is as good, if not better.
See, mine is the NYX Epic Ink. That's what I've replaced with. And it's bonkers and it's so cheap and it's so good.
That.
Yeah, NYX Epic Ink Liner. It was actually a Harry tip.
Oh.
And it's excellent. It's so good. That's what I use all the time now.
Duly noted.
Duly noted and futurely purchased later today. Also coming out, which this is a very interesting one, Drunk Elephant have announced their retinol cream. So it'll be a Passione. I'm not sure why Passione, but a Passione retinol cream.
Oh.
It's spelt Passione. I'm not just saying that for lols, although it's fun.
It just sounded like you were having a moment.
Hey, Passione.
I thought you were like, Lindsay wants pasta for lunch.
Oh, Lindsay is hungry. so that doesn't work. Yeah, it's a retinol cream. So it's, it's a 1% vegan retinol that in theory you add into your regime of other products. Because obviously retinol, so you can't use it on its own. But that's interesting.
I use retinol.
Do you? Yeah. Do you not need anything?
No. I've weaned my skin to not need the... And even though I've gone in on how much I love Clinique, I used to love that feeling of creams and that lovely dewiness. And then I weaned myself off that last year and I just...
My skin is different everywhere I go. That's just a climate issue and an environment issue. Because LA is so dehydrating to my skin. If I use retinol, which I'll talk about retinol that I've been really enjoying actually, that I can use on its own because of the formulation. But if I use my prescription retinoid, that's just a 1% retinol tretinoin, I have to use something after it. Like I'll leave it on for as long as I can just to let my skin take it all in. But then I have to put something on at bedtime.
That's the thing I didn't know about LA before I came out here is how dehydrating and first morning I woke up I was like, Lindsay, I appear to have scales for lips because my lips were completely chapped.
You just leached all the moisture out of your being.
And thank goodness for having, and I elected when I was packing my beauty bag, I thought I'm not going to bring any actives, I'm just going to take hyaluronic acid in many forms.
in all of its forms.
Yeah, and I've got like 3 hyaluronic serum boosters, like I've got, you've seen.
It just gives me a lot more respect when you see all those celebrities with their dewy, gorgeous, like when you see a Gwyneth and her like gorgeous glowing skin, like she's putting a lot of work into that. And I mean, she literally is. But like she's putting so much work in when you think you're in LA all the time because it's so awful for your skin. This environment is pollution, UV and dehydration.
I hadn't realized.
It's got to be the worst environment for skin.
Thank God I'm leaving tomorrow.
I know, I'm like, and yet I look like a baby. good time. But speaking of skin, there's actually a new skincare line as well we want to mention in new news, which is from June Jacobs. So June Jacobs is she's a beauty industry legend in skincare in the States. She had a line called June Jacobs, and I remember when I first moved to the States, they were one of the first brands that reached out to me when I was blogging, and they were like,
"That's
when
you know they're good people."
Yeah, they were lovely, and they were like, "Oh, we heard you're here, and we love your blog." And I was like, "Yes," because it was the June Jacobs Spa Collection. So she's just launched a new line called Naturally Serious. Naturally Serious, and it's in Sephora, which is interesting because that to me means it's good.
Yes.
Because Sephora's got access to everything, from La Mer to The Ordinary was in there for a time. So they have everything. And I think if it gets shelf space in Sephora, they know it's going to sell. And for it to sell, it's got to be good.
Yes.
So we have a bunch of products to try, and I haven't actually tested them out yet, but I wanted to let you know because it's coming through. It's geared at a younger consumer. Yeah, cut through. June Jacobs, I guess, had a slightly older reputation as a brand, as the Spa Collection, and this is definitely aimed younger. It's natural ingredients, but combined with cutting edge technology. So we like that because everyone likes natural right now, but I also enjoy science and technology. So I'd love those two things to be combined.
And I think... side note, hope you don't mind me going on this tangent. You can have a skincare regime that is very active and very sciencey, for want of a better way of describing it, but it's of equal value to say I like using essential oils, I like pampering, and I feel like this kind of that's a 2018 thing which we'll get onto.
The polarization of everything, and even the fact that we polarize society to the point where it's in the beauty industry, we'll get to. But yeah, it's a nice range. It's full of antioxidants. Love an antioxidant.
Can't ever go wrong with an antioxidant.
There's six in these. You've got pomegranate, goji berry, grapeseed, green tea, red tea, and white tea. Three teas.
Crivens.
We love three teas. Now I'm thinking of the band Three Tea.
That's exactly where I was mentally. I'm wondering where are they now. One of them's married to one of the Shahs of Sunset, aren't they?
This is joy. Let's go there after this.
No, a Jackson. I can't remember.
Let's go around their house. But yeah, it's only 8 products, which is great. It's ranged between $16 to $56, so it's pretty reasonably priced. And it's all to count. I've been formulated to combat the visible signs of aging, she says, reading from the press release, caused by UV rays, pollution, and free radical damage. Yes, please. I'll take that. Naturally Serious from June Jacobs. I'd love to actually sit down and have a chat with her because she's been in the industry for so long.
Get her on the show.
We might do that. Because I just think it would be interesting to see the difference between formulating the June Jacobs Spa range, which was very spa-led and sensory-led.
Experiential.
Versus coming back.
With something more functional.
A couple of decades later with something more functional. I'd love to see how that came about. So maybe we'll do that.
Do the show.
Yeah, June, come and see us.
We'll sing a song for you. I'll write a song called June.
I want that by the end of the show.
Maybe by the end of the day.
Okay. Right, moving on. Moving on to today's main feature. Also not a song, but it is now. I think that was great. This is what happens when Harry's not here. This is what happens when she's actually working for a living. Spent all night in the city. She's working for the man every night and day.
Well, Chelsea's man. No, I didn't mean it. I love Chelsea Handler.
Champion.
It was an open goal.
It was a low ball. It was a soft ball. but we're going to move on to today's main feature, which we just, with having the benefit of the guns and all your knowledge.
Yep.
There's a lot of it.
Dials, Nadine and Caroline.
Don't, whatever you do.
We've already FaceTimed Baggett this morning.
It's just not on, you guys. We'll do that for you another day when I've had a stiffer drink than 2 cups of tea and a LaCroix.
I want to be hydrated.
Yeah.
Before I can
hydrated and fully rested.
Yeah.
And possibly medicated. But that'll be a 2019 special for everyone. But today we just wanted to talk about how we feel, trends we've seen in the industry, products we've enjoyed this year, products we've maybe been slightly disappointed by. That's usually me. I get very excited and then have my little tiny hopes dashed. like you say, just trends and things that we've happened. That is actually a really interesting point about polarization in the industry that came up then. about how strongly everyone goes to one side or the other now.
I feel like it's been brewing for a while, but I think I have definitely felt this almost like a judging of how you identify as a skincare user somehow impacts on how you are as a person.
Do you remember when you just like went to Boots and bought a moisturizer?
Yeah.
And that was okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, and that was allowed.
Well, I made the mistake of using Nivea Soft for years and telling Nadine and Caroline and then getting
on
savaged.
Your podcast and you being roundly destroyed.
And then
I remember thinking that poor girl.
And then like a douche, I published it. I published my own personal destruction.
Not like a douche, like a brave, brave soldier.
Like a brave woman.
But it, you know, I think you learned a lot from that and it was a gift to everyone.
Yeah, because I guess so I've worked in the beauty industry for a long time and the beauty products for me always were about a sense of feeling good.
Yeah.
I had terrible acne as a teenager and I had to dive headfirst into those shelves in Boots.
Yep.
Not for results driven skincare because I didn't want to get bullied at school anymore terrible skin.
Mm.
So the emotional tangle that I have associated with skincare is massive and it's very knotted and it will never be brushed out and smooth.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop with the detangling.
Yeah, I was like,
now.
Can we get a keratin treatment? I'm like, no.
So I need to Brazilian blow
Nadine
dry.
Nadine is your Brazilian blow dry.
Yeah, basically.
Nadine Baggett, human Brazilian blow dry. She'd love that. Get her back on the phone. Get her back on the phone.
She's at dinner now. in her Roland Marais. And I think what happened with me and the reason why I went so simple with my skincare is because once my skin had leveled out, once I was put on the pill because of my skin and all that kind of stuff, I was really happy to be able to use the basics and not have to think too much about it. And so the re-education of Emma Gunn's was realizing that actually now it's about anti-aging and it's about putting active ingredients on your skin that will prevent the signs of aging, will potentially even reverse, minimize, all of that kind of stuff, which was a missing piece for me because even though I've been in the industry for a long time, I am an emotional consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why I wanted to, I liked slapping on things like Crème de la Mer. And there are many of my skin expert friends who, when I say Crème de la Mer, will literally spit on the floor because they just say it's just a very basic oil, water, emulsion, don't get excited.
Yeah. No, I remember when I first started blogging and I got sent La Mer, and the PR at La Mer, for whatever reason, was a lovely person, but was very, very supportive. For whatever reason. Because blogs were new and no one knew what they were, but she was very prepared to invest product in the blog. So she would send me everything and I was so excited. And I persevered with it for so long because of the reputation and my emotional attachment to the brand of, and how I saw that as me succeeding, that I'd been sent Crème de la Mer. And it just destroyed my skin. Yeah. It made me break out like crazy. But I persevered for so long.
Yeah.
And then in the end was like, wait, it might be this.
Yeah.
And I had to sort of walk away. And there are other things in La Mer that we've talked about that I absolutely am obsessed with, but
it is the polarization. Yeah. It is this year, it feels like. And there are more voices out there. So you do have people like Nadine and Caroline on YouTube talking very eloquently and from an expert perspective about skincare. And I feel like there's an element of parroting that goes on. And you don't have to... It's nice to be in a skincare camp, but it's also nice to get home after a busy day at work and slather yourself with essential oils because it smells nice and it makes you sleep better.
Yeah.
Even if you're taking a break from whatever actives you might be using. Equally, if that's the route you want to go down the actives route. But I don't understand the kind of friction.
Yeah. I think it's like you say, there's so many voices now and everyone's trying to establish themselves as an authority because you establish yourself as an authority and then you become a bigger voice and then it works for you as a business person, right? These people, they're not just people who are randomly on the internet saying, I want you to listen to me. They want to be paid for their opinion also. So the louder your opinion, the more people listen, the more work you're going to get, I think is definitely an element of it. And maybe the loudest person isn't always the best informed person. I mean, we always talk about skincare. Whenever we talk about skincare on Full Coverage, we will always say we are not skincare experts. We talk about what works for us. And we can only point you in the direction of products for you to try them. But we would always defer to an expert because we're not one.
And also the market has been saturated with products this year, and I'm a member of many Facebook groups mm-hmm. for lots of different skincare experts, and for your podcast, yes. for my podcast. And it doesn't matter how many times I say, or I have heard people say, actually, an efficient skin nighttime routine is hyaluronic acid, alternate retinol and vitamin C, see how you get on, you might need another moisturizing serum. That's just three products or four products, right? But the amount of times I see people posting saying, do I need azelaic acid? Do I need niacinamide? Do I need...
yeah.
And you think, hang on, it's... Just, and there's, we're being marketed so much.
Yeah. And that's been a thing this year for sure. And I think The Ordinary absolutely was behind it. Mm-hmm. And that's been coming up over a couple of years. And now it's hit mm-hmm. the whole industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, even look at Drunk Elephant. Drunk Elephant separates their products into... trying to focus on one ingredient. So you've got the sea firmer, now we've got a retinol, they've got the hydration gel, and they are doing that at a much higher level of like, this is the individual product. It's a smaller, more curated line. And SkinCeuticals also, like they sell the individual ingredients. And like you say, it's, I think it's, you end up with either analysis paralysis, where you just don't know, or you throw everything at your skin and it's too much.
And actually, I mean, that's been a running theme this year, as you know, because I've been doing 26 habits and I've been doing the whole decluttering. And I have just, I've edited everything down. And for me personally, and that's the thing, it won't suit everybody. For me personally, having a very efficient, functional skincare regime that is layering no more than three things has worked out really well for me. My skin really likes it.
Yeah.
But I'm not in a camp for that.
Yeah.
I would very, like when I get off a long haul flight in 36 hours and I go back to my flat, you can bet yourself I'm going to be in an oily bath and I'm going to put on a sheet mask.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It is bonkers. It feels like now you have to, it's like pick a side and then you've got to die for that side.
Yeah.
You will pick a hill and die on that hill. Yeah. There's no room for conversations anymore, dialogue or maybe this, maybe that, try this, see how it feels. I've changed my mind. Mm. You just pick something and that's it now. There's no changing of minds.
I dislike it. It disappoints me when somebody expresses how they're using a skincare, whether it's an ingredient, a product, or a texture, and you see very quickly in the space of one or two sentences someone basically articulate you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah, because that's not true. Mm. And yeah, that's definitely a thing. I do think that's been a huge trend for 2018, is just an overwhelming number of things.
Yes, yeah.
Just constant launches. There's no longer seasons. Like you would see the premier prestige brands that obviously related to the fashion houses, the Dior's. Yeah. The Chanel's, and they would have their seasonal launches. That doesn't exist anymore. No. It's constant. And that freaks me out. This year, I definitely was overwhelmed by all the launches. As a consumer, I mean, outside of being in full coverage, like if I watch, I don't go to a lot of events because I'm not invited. No, I am. But even the ones I am invited to, it's too many. I couldn't possibly do it. I couldn't go to every launch and do my job. And the people that do, that have made that their job, like I love Trend Mood on Instagram. Sophie is incredible. I've met her. Her commitment to it is bonkers. She will hit up 3-4 events a night to make sure she's got the fastest, most real-time information for you. Mm. But how is that a thing? How are companies putting that out? I was like, how is Lancôme doing all these events? How is Beauty Blender doing a party every month? I was like, I don't understand what's happening anymore.
I think it's very interesting. So the way that it started out when I started out in beauty, so back in the early 2000s, is that every time a brand launched a new range or a new product, you would have something of an immersive experience with that product. So we've just FaceTimed Bagot. She's on an overnighter with a big brand because it will be arrive, drinks while we talk about the product. Then it will, you know, all through the night, you'll get another element. An expert will get up during dinner. And so... It's a bit like starting a new job and doing your immersion. And so you'd end up doing that all of the time. So one week you'd be away with one brand, the next week you'd be away with another brand. And I've said this before on my podcast about how I parroted brand marketing.
Yeah.
And it's that thing of taking a step back and asking questions. And what I've really noticed this year is that where there have been so many of those things, and I am resistant to it now. Mm. If I go in and someone's like, well, the thing is that this is such a special story, because immediately I go, my bullshit meter goes out, essentially.
Ding, 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 ding.
But the thing that has that I've definitely noticed about myself this year is I've been much more questioning. And I, well, that doesn't seem to make sense. Or there was a retinol launch and I said, what's the percentage? And they said, it's not a percentage, it's encapsulated. And I was like,
A percentage of active ingredient in it. Yeah.
And is it a palmitate or is it all of that kind of stuff? Yeah. And people are getting more questioning and brands are getting quite good at avoiding.
Yeah, slippery. It's interesting. I'm really glad you mentioned that because that is something that comes up for us again and again and again. People will comment on our Facebook group. If you're not in our Facebook group, Full Coverage.
Oh, do join.
Beauty Banter group. Go to our facebook.com/Full Coverage Podcast and then the pinned tweet there is an invitation to join our Facebook group. Super fun. Super lols. Lovely group. We haven't really had any hassle in our group, which I enjoy.
There's no hassle. And also, I logged in this morning and I'm now buying all the Full Coverage merch, which has just gone on there. Thanks. Because it's very, very
cheeky
cool.
Cheeky plug.
She gave me a Full Coverage mug when she came over. The cat's mother.
My children are sat beside me as we record.
Lindsay gave me a Full Coverage mug, but now you can have one too.
I know, it's very exciting. Thanks.
I'm going to get another one for my office.
We're good for makeup brushes as well as tea.
I was thinking pens.
Oh yeah.
You know I like to use multicolored biros in my diary.
Don't, because it will. Hadfield's ears will prick up from across town where she's actually working, and she'll hear stationary chatter, and she will just hone in like how we watched Rampage after we watched Grindelwald last night, and it will be just like the beacon. Guys, we've got a lot of movie recommendations for you for the holidays, but anyway, this is something that comes up time and time again: is people who don't like watching all the influencers be taken on these brand experiences.
Yes, yeah.
And Benefit obviously did the Bad Gal Bang at the beginning of the year. That was one that was a big one.
Benefit
and
Bad for it.
NARS too have gone hard on it. They did a Vegas one this year and they just did a Bora Bora, I think, or Tahiti. They just did another one. I don't think people like to see it. That's our feedback that we get is people don't like to see it. They feel like they're paying more for their product because these events are happening. But at the same time, they think it's a new thing. Mm. And a lot of us thought it was a new thing. I worked in PR when you were in the industry. So I worked in beauty PR then. So I saw the inside of that. So I knew it wasn't new because I'd seen it done before. But before it happened for press journalists or maybe TV. Mm. So you didn't actually see the event. You just saw the effects of the event. Yeah. In the pages of the magazine.
Literally the ripples of all of that.
Now, because of social media and YouTube, you see the event itself. And I think that's why people think it's a new thing. But it's not a new thing. The brands are buying the time of the person creating the content.
And also that money that's spent on those trips has been redirected from things like magazine and newspaper advertising that you would have flitted past. And I am going to mention it because I think it bears talking about. It may even have been in your Facebook group, so feel free if you are uncomfortable with me going here, but it was brought up. There was a Chanel trip this year.
Yeah.
And quite a few.
Which one?
Yeah, and it was very, very social media heavy. The coverage of it was massive.
Yeah.
And there were some screen grabs taken from some of the stuff, and then there was a bit of a conversation saying, this seems unfair, look at this, this is nonsense. And full disclosure on Full Coverage, I knew all of the women out there. They are all my colleagues and friends in some cases. And I asked the question, what really bothers you here?
Yeah.
And I completely understand why people would feel, well, they're getting this fantastic experience around a fragrance that I'm actually going to spend my hard-earned money on.
Yeah.
And I always say people work hard for their money, don't ever rip them off. And so I'm very much in that camp of don't put things on a credit card if you can't afford them. Don't put yourself into any financial jeopardy.
Would never recommend something that we wouldn't buy ourselves, and if it's something that was given to us or sent to us that we think, ooh, that's the top end, we will always say.
And I think the people in the group probably wouldn't mind me saying that when we actually funnel down to it, I think the ones that did reply, it came back, there was this consistency, I've got FOMO, maybe it's just jealousy. And I understand that. These are lovely experiences that these people get to have. And the one thing I would say is, if you see one of those big beauty trips and you're talking about the big beauty editors or the really successful beauty YouTubers or whatever it might be, influencers, whatever you want to call them, these people have got to that position and have maintained that position by being incredibly good at what they do and by being hugely professional. If it was the kind of people who you see who do a picture of themselves with teeth whitening strips and don't smile with their teeth showing, I would understand. But these are people who have influence for a reason.
Yeah.
And as much as I accept that seeing them, you know, with the sunset from Bora Bora in the background might feel like, yeah, but I'm going to pay for that trip.
Yeah.
I if people are going to be given those luxuries as they are seen by a brand in order to convey the messaging to their audience, I would rather it was people like them who I know are conscientious, who I know are professional, and who I know get it.
I think it's really interesting. And again, it's the 2018 trend because it's working on some people. So let's say, for example, I'm just picking one totally at random that's come straight to mind was the NARS Climax mascara trip they went to Ibiza.
I missed that one, but yeah.
Because that's where all of the YouTuber drama of 2018 kicked off. So that's why I'm thinking of it. Oh. Yeah. Which I still haven't filled you in, though I remember saying to you, I'm going to explain all that to you in the car on the way to Palm Springs 4 days ago.
Because when I arrived in LA, I said, please, can you tell me what the whole YouTube thing was? Because I just...
And I didn't.
No.
But I will, but not
bad
here.
Person.
Although maybe that's a 2018 too, the apology video and the YouTube drama, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Or we won't because we've done that. But yeah, that trip was one that got a lot of backlash because everyone went and it was all over social media, but you just didn't really hear much about the product. And then my personal take, we talked about Climax when it came out, is new news. It sort of never graduated onto a highlight of a week or into any other features because it doesn't work for me at all.
Right.
It's just a perfectly serviceable everyday mascara that I'm not difficult eyes like old Hadfield, but I find it sort of tricky with a mascara.
Mm.
I do get smudging and I do get flaking very easily because I have lenses in and my eyes are often dry and irritated from being in LA.
Yeah,
so it flaked on me. Yeah, it flakes on me straight away. Like, and by the end of the day, it's not there.
When I walked up the stairs at Lindsay's house when I arrived in there, I went, Lindsay, I can't see very well. She's like, I think your lenses might have crisped up a bit.
Yeah, they might need to come out. They've been in the air fryer of your eyes. But yeah, it doesn't work for me as a product. And then... The product doesn't work, but then I don't like the red clunky packaging. I don't think it's attractive. I think it feels cheap for a $30 mascara. It feels very plasticky and cheap. I don't think it was worth it. So that was my take. But I thought it was very telling that you just didn't see much about it, even though they spent all that money on that trip.
So from that perspective, is that not a good thing? Because if those people were taken and thrown, all that money was thrown at them, but it wasn't a good product, what would you rather? Would you rather they said... I went on this trip and this product is really not very good. For the money, you could probably get something better from Maybelline. Or would you want them to lie and say, oh my God, this is amazing because they had the money thrown at them? So the fact that there was a silence around it for me is almost like a good thing.
It is. It is a good thing. But that is what raises, I think, the ethical issue because then obviously they posted while they were there and they were using the hashtags while they were there, which was the point of taking them there. Because I do think there's a double-edged sword of it now. When you were taken on immersive experiences, it was to educate you so that you could then ripple effect write about it later.
Yeah.
Now they're taken on the experiences so they can do that, but also so that they will post while they're there.
Mm.
So you get that instant hit of when it comes out, the FOMO, you're excited, the attention is built, it's all there. It's like, oh, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it to drop. And then it goes quiet afterwards. I think that's slightly dubious then, because if you did do all the coverage, building the excitement pre-launch, and then it turns out it's not that great, and then you just go silent, you're asking your followers, readers, watchers to do a little bit more detective work. You've got to say, you're asking them to then say, wait, they never mentioned that again. But at the same time, like you say, the long-term effect of that is if I followed someone who kept going on experiences and posting things that didn't work out, I would stop watching them in the end.
We get to choose.
Yeah, because in the end I would say, wait, no, I bought 5 things that person recommended and they all sucked. Or 5 things that that person posted about with a sponsored post and they all sucked. I'd stop interacting with that content.
Mm.
But they are then asking you to do more work, which I think is hard for a lot of consumers who are time poor. Or if you just enjoy someone, you're having to do detective work.
Yeah. It's distorting the word of mouth, which is how we all used to buy beauty products back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, like, for example, a new Maybelline mascara just came out. I saw it and I couldn't believe I hadn't seen anything about it until I saw it in store. And I saw it in CVS, in the drugstore the other day. And it's called Snapscara. I'm trying to find it because I haven't had any information about it, which is so weird.
Do we need to go out so I can go and buy it now?
No. Well, I mean, actually, this is the thing. I'm like, no. I paid about $6 for it from CVS the other day. It's brand new, clump-free, volumizing mascara. I'm finding it on their website to talk to you about it. It's the main thing I noticed was it was a bunch of different colors, which is interesting for drugstore. So there's like purple, blue, black, and aubergine color. And I love an aubergine mascara, which was the Clinique one a couple of years ago that was insanely
good.
But
it has to be like, you could mistake it for black. I don't like
this.
Is
that it's black cherry. Oh, and I'm going to get this one because I got the black. And I like it. It's the main sales pitch of it is that it's easy off, so it's tubing. But okay. I don't think it's tubing. It's like Glossier
thingy.
Yes, one, the Glossier that just came out. Yeah. The mascara, and it's not tubing, but it removes with hot water.
Right.
So it's fiber, but tubing, but not tubing. So you know what I mean? It doesn't need a water, an eye makeup remover to remove it. Which, in my experience, those mascaras are usually relatively natural. I wore this most of this weekend, the Snapscara, and it is a more natural look than, say, a Lash Paradise, which is my favourite for a full fringy lash.
I like a stripper lash.
Yeah, me too. So this, I would say, is much closer to the Glossier version. It's more, it's got more balls to it than the Glossier. Mm-hmm. It's closer to in finish to Climax. Okay. And that's what I'm saying. For the NARS one, which is $30, this one is $6.
Yeah.
I would get this one.
But that's what I mean.
I haven't heard anything about it. I had to go into store and find it.
We talk about the ordinary and the democratization of beauty and skincare ingredients. But I do think, obviously, I understand it. Consumerism, marketing, all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. But everything that is available over $30 is something that you can get a very similar version of for less than $10.
For me to spend that money on something... And since Lash Paradise, I used to love the Marc Jacobs Velvet Noir mascara and also Chanel Le Volume, I adore.
Yeah.
But since Lash Paradise, I can't bring myself to do it.
Great, it's a great brand to mention, Marc Jacobs, the waterproof eyeliner. It is the best. It is absolutely, for a pencil, if you want to do your waterline, I tried Gillian Dempsey's ones this year.
Yeah,
and I really like
gel
them.
Highliners.
But I don't, gel highliner, that's the, sorry, I'm just.
No, I don't know if I've mentioned, but I'm the unprofessional beauty junkie. So I have an encyclopedic knowledge of product names. But apart from the Glossier mascara, which I don't fucking know, it's pink one, it says Glossier on it. But fill your boots.
That pencil is absolutely brilliant, and I've not seen another formulation like it. I really like the Gillian Dempsey ones, and the Gillian Dempsey ones come in a variety of shades, so you have the aubergine and the black cherry, which is a real USP for them. Because they are the Marc Jacobs ones, we were swatching those in Sephora the other
blacks,
day, and they're a little bit too bold in pigment for me.
Oh really?
I like the black cherry, the blue that are close to black with a hint of it, not actually like predominantly green with a bit of black.
Yeah, Marc Jacobs has a lot of really great colours for people that are looking for colours.
Which is great if you want, but I have not found a dupe of that. So I would be prepared to spend $25 on that particular.
But then I think, imagine a world back when you were first starting out, when I was doing PR, because I used to do PR for Maybelline, 2000, full disclosure, I worked in an agency that did PR for Maybelline, but in 2003
all those years ago.
Oh my god. And everything we had for that period, we worked for them on a project basis, and every project we had was dreadful. We had this foundation that had a ball bearing in it, and that was the whole.
I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah, the shaky one,
Shaka Shaka.
Yeah,
and they were like, all communications that you write have to say Shaka Shaka, and I was the copywriter at the agency, and I was like, I can't do it, and I refused to do it. And they were like, call Bell Jacobs at Metro and like pitch this to her. And I'm like, no, I will not call this woman who already hates me for whatever reason, unless it was when I was the Argandard's press office, and then everybody liked Lindsay. But I was like, I'm not calling the legitimate beauty journalist and saying, hey, guess what? Shaka shaka. And also the foundation just wasn't very good. So it was very upsetting. That's why I had to leave PR. But imagine a world back then where Maybelline would launch a new mascara. Maybelline, who then were like, they were best known for Great Lash. Imagine a world where they had a new mascara come out and we didn't know about it until I saw it in store. I can't conceive of it, and yet that just happened. And I'm more immersed in the industry than I've ever been. And it's the sheer volume of stuff.
And maybe they're just funneling money into other launches.
Yeah, it's obviously going somewhere else. And that's the other thing, is that that's what I say about these experiences and these events. You couldn't possibly cover everything anymore.
No, and I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to be the person who is constantly at the cutting edge of knowing what... Because we were talking about this earlier before we started recording. It devalues things because I don't buy a lot of beauty products. And I certainly won't buy expensive ones. Like when we went into Sephora the other day and there's all like the Pat McGrath, which I can't get very easily. Well, can I get them easily in the UK?
It's Net-a-Porter, I think.
Yeah, but they're expensive. And I just think, no, I will find something that performs on a similar, to a similar standard. Yeah. And I will probably look for, I would look to Sam and Nick, or I would look to people who I know those sorts of products inside out and wait for them to give the cue as to which is a more affordable equivalent.
Which is amazing. Yeah, because I think that's the thing that's so hard now is seeing past those events and past that FOMO. And that's what the brands are doing with those events. They're building anticipation so that you buy without thinking. You just get so caught up in the frenzy. You buy it as soon as it drops. Mm. Which is interesting. And I totally went off topic because I don't know if you've noticed I do that all weekend. Yeah,
I have two beauty editor friends. They are beauty junkies to the max. Mm. And they're younger than me, so I'm like always very mothering towards them. But every time I see them, I was like, could you stop buying Kylie and Kim cosmetics? Stop paying the duty. And they pay a fortune for them, but they want them. They literally will be like on social media in the middle of the night. I'm waiting for the thing to go on sale. No, and
that's what we've created. That's what's quite scary,
I
think.
But they're beauty journalists who have products sent to them all the time.
Because they love it. And then part of me, I totally feel that because I love makeup.
And I don't ever want to take that away from them.
I get so excited. And that's what I was going to say about the mascaras. It's like I don't ever want to be someone that's not so excited, but I do want to be able to not feel like I need it. Yeah. And that's quite scary. And I do think now to spend over $30 on something like a lipstick or a mascara, I've got to be beside myself. Mm. And this is something Harry and I talk about a lot about like a 360 experience. I need the packaging to be incredible. I need the casing to be I need the clunk click. I need the magnetic clasp. Mm-hmm. I don't like the packaging of the Pat McGrath lipsticks, the ordinary Luxe Trance.
I've heard it's really
on Matte Trance. It's just plasticky, and then the gold lips I actually think look a bit tacky. The Blitz Trance that just came out that were the glitter ones and their glitter casing, I was like, oh, love it, that's great if I could chop off the lips. And then the Ciate ones came out that were practically the same and they are glitter casing and there's no lips and they're $20 less. So that's, I was like, okay, there we go, we found a winner. And that was the thing, like there were so many glitter lipsticks this season. There were Ciate did the glitter, did glitter lips, glitter storm, Blitz Trance from Pat McGrath.
Lip flip as well, didn't they?
Glitter flip was last. Yeah, that's still one. That's still their highest selling product in Sephora. It's bonkers how quickly that sells out every time it launches. Too Faced came. I think Too Faced were first because they did it with their 20th anniversary collection. They had a bunch of glitter lipsticks that came out in the fall. Tom Ford's done a glitter lipstick. Like everyone's doing a glitter. I know Huda is about to come out. They're about to drop right before Christmas. That's another thing that's this year as well, is this second wave Christmas drop. So all the holiday collections launch sort of September, October. And now we're getting a second wave right before Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, you know my feelings about Black Friday. I feel like it's absolutely grotesque. It's a marketing ploy to get them to get you to clear out the warehouses so they can put Christmas stock in.
Yeah.
No one is being done a favor.
No, and I just find it, this second wave of Christmas, I don't like it because I'm like, you're trading on my Christmas joy and I'm full of fucking Christmas joy. I am the fucking queen of Christmas spirit, as you can tell by how angry I am. But it's true. I feel like they're like, oh, you're out Christmas shopping. It's right before Christmas. You're out having fun. You're having a few drinks with your mates. You're probably hanging out. You're just going to be more likely to be seduced by something very festive and seasonal than you would have been 3 months ago. And I don't like that. I think that's very cynical.
But then we were typical beauty consumers, and Emma and Lindsay yesterday when after Grindelwald, we went into Sephora and we looked at the queue and went, no.
Nana couldn't do it. And they had the new Fenty Gloss Bomb, and I want the new Fenty Gloss Bomb so badly. But the line was too long. It turns out there is an equation.
Threshold.
There's an equation to be done.
Burma.
Yeah. It's a line. Lindsay has a line. It's usually Burma. Sometimes it is the how much I want the x-axis is how much I want the product. The y-axis is the length of the queue.
We had already been to the same Sephora a few days earlier and there had been no queue.
Yeah.
So
I can't bear it.
No.
But that even then, so that's another example of this year that I think is really interesting, is the Fenty model of drops. That it happens quite quickly. There's a couple of weeks pre-warning. It'll go up on Instagram. It'll get leaked. Riri will post it. You'll get so excited. It's long enough for you to build anticipation, but not long enough for you to forget about it or get bored by it. And by the time it drops, there's a line out the door to get it at Sephora. And I think that's genius. and in a quite a negative, cynical way. But the excitement that builds around it, and then it's gone.
Yeah, but okay.
And then it's on to the next one, and it's just this endless cycle.
I had a bit of a problem with Fenty Beauty. I'm going to shoot myself in the foot here.
Because I've been so up and down with Fenty. I get so excited about every drop, and then I am moderately disappointed with seven out of ten of the products.
I don't mind the products particularly, although I'm not a big fan of like all the like shimmery stuff. As you know, my clothing is jeans, black t-shirt, white t-shirt.
Nana likes a highlighter.
And the same with jumpers. So I'm never going to douse myself in glitter.
You're living a half life. Oh, well, I won't lie to you.
I also just feel like I'm of that age now, and I don't feel like you should live by any age restrictive rules at all.
No.
But I don't feel comfortable in glitter anymore, so therefore I shall not wear it.
That's allowed.
There you go.
I mean, my heart is literally breaking, but yeah. There's so much glitter in this room right now. I'm looking around, and there's silver and glitter everywhere.
And in the context of this room, it gives me pure joy, but I'm not going to wear a glittery eyeshadow.
Fair enough.
Anymore.
I'm going to literally hold you down.
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind it. Anyway, but with Fenty, so Fenty had an exclusive launch in Harvey Nichols in London, yes. Which is my hood.
Yeah.
Although people, Knightsbridge ate my hood. But you know. And if you went past Harvey Nichols in the town car, as I often did, and I asked my driver to take that particular route.
When one says, excuse me, Raoul, could you stop? I don't know. What TV show is the driver? I'll stop.
No, yeah, anyway.
Big's driver, anyway.
But they had red velvet ropes, as if you were going into a nightclub, on the most visible door of Harvey Nichols. And it was the Fenty queue.
Yeah.
And every time I went past, I wanted to just lean out of the taxi window or whatever and just go, there are two other doors.
Yeah, go around.
And that was a brilliant device. They made people queue. If you wanted to get into Fenty, you would be sent out to the front door and put in a queue, which was on a red carpet with gold stands and velvet ropes.
Yeah.
And what did it do? It made you think you needed to be in that queue. It made you think that you needed Fenty.
And I find that fascinating. I actually found the split in the Fenty here versus there, in the US versus the UK, was really interesting, because here it's in Sephora. Mm-hmm. So it's democratized. Anyone can get it anytime. You can walk in. They've always got stock. I'm trying to think what it was that came out that I called
them. It has gone to
them.
Another retailer now, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, has
UK,
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was. I can't remember what it was. And I called to ask if they had it yet. One of the launches that came out earlier this year. And they were like, yeah, we do. And I was like, yeah. Oh, actually, no, that was Bad Girl Bang.
Let's not mention that because you hate
no,
it. I
didn't
love
care
it.
For it. You liked it.
Love it.
It just stuck all my lashes together like rubber and I hated it. And then they fell out. But anyway, Fenty Sephora, you just walk in and get it. And they always have the stuff. I mean, it does sell out, but they've got it in the back.
No, and the display that we in the shop we went into was really, really nice. And it was really nice to see the entire range presented like
whereas
that.
Whereas in the UK, because at least for the first year, it's been exclusive to Harvey Nicks, they've created so much more high-end drama around it than there is here.
And also, I personally like to shop for beauty products when I do browse without somebody watching.
Oh, I hate counter. And that's a good 2018 trend. I feel like we're moving away from counter. Even MAC, I will go to Ulta to buy MAC or to look at MAC because it's not counter, it's on stands, so you can just go and look at it.
But I don't like the idea that someone's trying to work out if I like something. I just want to have a private experience with that tester.
Yeah, and thank I don't you. Want to be upsold. Moving on to product, because we've been yapping on all day and we will continue. Get a second cup of tea if you need it. What are there any products this year or moments, beauty moments, that have like made your heart sing with joy?
Well, there's been one on this trip because we went into Sephora.
Yeah, we did.
And I historically, whenever I've come over to America, I've gone into Sephora, I've had a play, but I've never really bought anything because of my job and the fact that I get things. And I know that makes me sound awful and obnoxious and I don't mean it, but why would I? But
there's only one monster and it is me. It's fine.
No, it is quite monstrous. And I understand how that might sound to people. And I don't mean to sound like
No, but you've been in the industry almost your whole career too. So it's not like, you know, there's been a moment. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like the gynecologist on Friends that Rachel wanted to go out with. It's like, when you get home, do you want to look at one more cup of coffee? Except this time we're talking about lipstick, not vaginas.
Yes.
But carry on.
So, so I never have. I've always had a little bit of a look, but never really with any intent.
More of a professional curiosity.
And then we went round we went around and you've seen me. I'm a speed. I don't really linger.
I'm very impressed, yeah.
But there's a section called Scouted by Sephora. And a few weeks ago, Sam Chapman on the Pixie Roo channel did a tutorial around a Viseart eyeshadow palette that she had bought. And it was a big one. I think it might have been 24 or 18 or 24 or something. It was a big... But she did this beautiful look. And during that video, because my Sunday night ritual is normally to, at some point, like normally when I'm doing my ironing, I just did that awful thing where I thought, did I turn my iron off? And it's like, you've been away a week.
I was like, it's game over if you didn't, quite frankly.
And she, throughout the video, she just talks about how there's no drop. They're the most incredible pigments. And she sold it to me. And I thought, actually, I feel like that would be worth an investment. And in the Scouted by Sephora section, they had two 8-pan eyeshadow palettes by Viseart, and both of them are my colouring. So there was a little bit of a Lindsay, which one should I get? Lindsay, which one should I... Oh, for fine, I'll get both of them then.
Lindsay made her influence known.
I literally shouted at Lindsay, oh, for goodness sake, fine. And you were like, what? I literally did nothing.
I literally didn't do anything. I was swiping Pat McGrath lipsticks on the back of my hand. Like, why is this happening to me?
And then I just yelled, Lindsay! But it was because... One would have been indulgent. Two was just ridiculous. Sorry, I woke up the cat. I'm so sorry.
She's very happy. It's fine. She loves beauty talk. Oh, hello. Sorry, the cat just had something to say. Don't mind her. She just meowed herself awake.
But I feel that was, and it was really delightful to buy something, knowing I trust Sam and Nick implicitly when it comes to what they say about makeup. It was really delightful as a consumer to have that buzz to enter. How excited was I?
And it was fun for me to watch it, like, because you had makeup joy. You had a little makeup gasm. You were like happy for those things.
So that, and I think another moment for me was, you know, I'm a big fan of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
And I've had various cast members from RuPaul's Drag Race on my podcast. But they're one of the most incredible makeup artists from that show is a drag queen called Miss Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Fame teased just before DragCon in the US in September that she was launching a makeup range. And it was the first drop with 6 lipsticks.
Yeah.
And I bought one of her lipsticks.
Yeah.
And had it delivered here. Yeah, he and did. Flew 20 hours to pick it up.
Yeah, it was a bit much. Yeah, I was like, I probably could have just gone the post office. Sorry.
No, it was something to look. It was something else to look forward to. You, the cats, the Miss Fame lipstick. So that was, and that, I think it was $19, was it?
Yeah, it wasn't expensive. I mean, it wasn't in the greater scheme of things compared to.
And it's a beautiful. It's a beautiful. Speaking of packaging,
gorgeous.
It looks a bit phallic, but we'll give her that. Yep. And it's got the clunk click, and it's really nice. The formulas are really delicious. So that was a really nice thing for me to kind of to. It feels like I've got back. I've become discerning.
Yeah.
And even though I do get sent things, it doesn't mean I will use them. Whereas in the past, I would have been like, I need an eyeshadow or whatever it is. Even if it's now, I think no, I want the things that I know work and will be good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what mine will be. I was telling you before we started recording, so many of the things now that are my go-to products that I keep going back to and that I've repurchased are things from last year or the year before. So I use La Mer soft foundation is my favorite, but then if I'm not using that, I'm using the Wet n Wild cushion foundation or the Wet n Wild photo focus. So
which is
from
brilliant.
One end to the other of the price spectrum. Wet n Wild cushion foundation has definitely been a highlight of mine this year. I've used it all the time and I really love it for fresh, pretty coverage. I think the Pat McGrath Bronze Seduction, that was a win.
We have to go back to CVS before I
do. We do, yeah, we do. But that felt like such a all-round win. She did that with the marketing, with the execution, with the palette, with the selection, with everything. Bronze Seduction was such a moment and it is beautiful. I don't feel duped. I talked about this on an episode we did about things that I've regretted buying.
Mm.
And definitely the first launch of palettes I regret because I don't use them often enough.
That's really interesting because of my job and because I only buy things when I really, really, really want them. I rarely, if ever, have had beauty disappointment, beauty regret. But my one biggest thing goes right back to when I must have been about 6 or 7, when Nikki Taylor was the face of CoverGirl and they had this thing, I think it was called Lip Suede.
Oh.
And it was like a 2-pan long, oh god, I'm trying to, so it looked like you opened it up and it looked like, I guess, like a brow kit with these days, except two long compartments, and one bit was like a sort of gloss-ish thing, and the other bit was like an eyeshadow. It was a powder, and you'd put it on with one of those buds.
Yeah,
that bit, and then you'd paint the thing over the top, and that would be your lipstick.
Yeah,
and I remember for weeks begging my mum, like every time we went to the supermarket, please can I have the CoverGirl lipstick? Please can I have the CoverGirl lip suede? And that was one of the worst products I've ever bought. Really? And that really did make me gun shy about products.
Oh, that's
forever.
So funny. One of my earliest coveted moments was a CoverGirl lipstick, and it was the colour Renew. And it was like you press your lips together to renew the lipstick, and it would like capsules would burst and you would have refreshed.
Yeah.
And I remember I did the same thing. I saved up because I bought it in Asda. Because we do our big shop in Asda, and they had it, and I wanted this corally colour because I always wore corals when I was an early teenager. And now, but I wanted it for so long, and I was so excited, and I got it, and I just believed the advertising. Yeah. I thought when I applied it, and then like when it had worn off, I'd just be able to press my lips together and have brand new lipstick.
Yes,
and I was like, "What
that's Harry
the
Potter.
Fuck is this?"
That's the Harry Potter lipstick.
Accio lipstick. I was devastated, and I remember being heartbroken over it, but I did love the colour. That's so funny.
Ravello.
Ravello lips. But yeah, that's so funny. I'm trying to think of other things. What have I loved? I did love the CRT Glitter Storm. And again, that was a perfect storm of everything for me. I love the palette. I love the colours. Mm. I love the glittery snowstorm effect on the lid. I think that was really, really great. There is, I have it here, a Kate Somerville retinol. So my prescription retinol just started to irritate my skin. When I got back from 6 weeks in England this summer, when I got back, I tried to get back into using it, and I just just kept, my skin was just coming off in sheets, and it was just too harsh. It was just suddenly too harsh for my skin. And this launched from Kate Somerville earlier this autumn, and it's the Retinol Vita C Power Serum. And it's retinol and vitamin C, which, you know, the new thing, because there's always a new thing from a dermatologist. Is that vitamin C helps retinol absorb and be more effective and be gentler on the skin. And I really love it. I can use that and then just use that, and my skin feels great. So I've enjoyed that. And it's rare that a skincare product blows my mind. I mean, Harry and I have wanged on about Vintner's Daughter all day, so I shall say no more. But I know for her, that was a game changer. For me, this was a game changer.
What happened when we FaceTimed Bagot 40 minutes ago?
She told me to stop using Vintner's Daughter. Bagot doesn't like it. I like it. Harry likes it. You do you, boo. You do you.
She only says it out of love.
I know she does. I know she does. It doesn't work for her.
It doesn't sound it sometimes. Stop using that.
To the point where, oh my god, that was Bagot. Bagot just sent us a message / I just punched my light fixture. Oh gosh, what are other products that I loved? I loved the Glossier Lid Stars when they came out. I wore those constantly. But it is that thing where just new stuff comes in for me all the time because I'm a monster. Urban Decay Born to Run palette, I adored.
Oh, you really love that.
That was gorgeous.
It divides people, but I personally, and I bought it on this trip, which means I must love it, because it's in a clunky glass bottle. I bought Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood Flawless Filter.
Oh my god, so good.
And I think that is a really brilliant product. I hate the doe's foot.
Yeah.
I hate the fact it's in the glass bottle.
I tried to decant it and I couldn't.
I wish it was in the same delivery system, which is what I call packaging. I wish it was in the same delivery system as like Wonder Foundation and the Wonder, is it Wonder Balm?
Yeah,
Wonder Glow.
I tried to, because I bought little squeezy bottles to take stuff on tour because I was away for so long in summer. I don't know if I mentioned it on tour.
Is that to promote your 14th best-selling novel?
Yes, it was. Yeah, thanks for asking. And I wanted to decant some of the Wonder Glow, and I couldn't get it out in it. There was no way I could get it out to put it into the squeezy bottle.
And
that made me furious.
Yeah. And
did you mention that to Charlotte Tilbury when you were having dinner with her last week?
I didn't, but I was really busy talking to Nick from Pixie Woo, Alex Steiner, and who else was there?
Monster.
Who else was there?
Everyone.
No, Anita Bhagwandas.
Yeah, I wasn't
good
there.
Mate
I was here. There. I was writing my 15th best-selling novel.
Yeah, sorry. And the commute was a swine.
It was
Sally
an
Hughes
absolute
was there.
Swine. Oh, the Hughes was there.
It was a lovely evening.
I'm trying to think what Charlotte Tilbury things have come out this
year. Can I tell the Lig story about what happened at that dinner?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Okay. So I love that I'm asking you for permission.
Like, please, yes, please.
Emma went to a very mean school with mean teachers and still bears the scars. On this particular, Charlotte Tilbury had a Christmas supper, which she does every single year, and it was absolutely incredible. And the place settings were products.
Yeah.
And it was done really, really beautifully. And there were just these stands, as if on a counter, with all of these lipsticks. And they were all slightly screwed up. So it was just basically seeing all of the colours all in one place on these graduated step stands. And at the end of the evening, I went over, I was chatting to Charlotte. And I said something like, oh, I tell you what, if I had, I wish I had bought some spare lipstick lids on eBay, I'd be off with half of these. And someone just handed me a bag and it just had all the lids in. And so I just was like, bitches!
you were the Tiny Tim of lipsticks.
I was like, girls, the lids are here!
You get a lid, you get a lid, you get a lid.
And I came away with, I was like, oh, I couldn't possibly, but I came away with four. I came away with Bitch Teen. Perfect.
14.
Hepburn something.
Yeah.
Which I really, really liked. Very Victoria, which I'd never tried, and it's been my signature on this trip.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Oh, it was Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk. What a disappointment. Just thought I would have
had it. Pillow Talk makes me so sad because I always want to love it and it just pulls so brown on me. It looks terrible. I can't wear anything that's got brown in it on my gob because it looks like I've wiped my mouth in poop.
Could you line and fill your lips with quite a strong pink and then put it over the top and blot?
No, because that's pointless. I'm not doing that. That's hard work.
Oh dear.
I'll just get one that works.
Sure, but if you've got it and you want to make use of it.
I gave it away. And I love the liner. I'm obsessed with the liner. I never don't have the liner.
No, it does read brown. It does read as like 1990s. The lipstick goes Cindy really brown. Crawford brown.
Yeah, but the Fenty Stunner, the lip paint in Uncuffed, which was the pink one, not that there's a brown one, a pink one, a black one, and the red one now, and the pink one just was so brown on me, it was just so disappointing. But you know,
do you knock out your natural lip color with a concealer?
No, but it looks brown against my complexion.
Oh, because my lips
I've got no lip color. There's no color in my lips. Well, as is. You can see right now, they basically
I can see, and you have flesh coloured lips, but
but they're not, but I don't have a lot of natural colour in my lips. They're very pale compared to someone who would have, like, you've got a very pink natural lip. Like my friend Terry's got incredibly, like, naturally pink lips, covers it up with Lady Danger morning, noon and night, but she's got really beautiful natural pink colour in her lips. Harry has got really naturally coloured lips.
Mine
I have
are
not
very rough still.
Well, that's the price you pay for coming to LA, I'm afraid. That's the price we all have come to pay by being here. We have been wanging on. We really ought to wrap up. It's been over an hour.
I thought we'd only just got started.
I know. And I'm like, and this came out, and this came out, and this came out.
We could do a two-parter.
We could always do a little mini extra, maybe. See how we get on.
A little Christmas bauble of a show.
A little Christmas special. How would you guys like that? We've just bullied Emma into doing it. Thanks, guys. But we are going to any second now after this short break, which we very much appreciate you listening to. I feel like I want to go the full Jonathan Van Ness on my adverts now when he's always like, we're just going to do a gorgy little break. We're just gonna do a gorgy little moment for this brand because we have to keep the lights on. Although we don't have the lights on. Oh, the tree lights are on. We've got to keep the tree lights on, people. So we're going to have a gorgy little break and then we're going to be back with our highlight of the week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm putting the song on you.
Highlight of the week.
Yeah. Emma's here. Emma's an extremely talented singer. I've got video evidence from karaoke on Saturday night. If you ever get the chance to see her perform her Proud Mary, please do. I was worried you might have whiplash after that, you know.
Well, the thing, I do have a bruise on my arm that I did want to ask you about.
It could have been me. Could have been Kevin.
No, it feels like a...
You could have ricocheted off a door.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
The problem was we were in a karaoke bar and the performance area was very narrow. Yeah, it was just sort of the passageway down to the lavs in the bar. It was a classy establishment.
It's so true.
I took her to the fanciest places. But there was a door halfway down sort of the performance area that was like, do not block this door, because it was the door to get into the bar, and it just kept opening and like hitting people in the face. As they all covering up their performance.
As poor old Chuck was Midness and Dormer.
Oh my God, that was amazing. Yeah. I have taken you to the classic. I did take you to the Vanderpump Holy Triumvirate, the Holy Triumvirate of Vanderpump establishment.
That was so good. And also, My signature drink, not my signature drink, just the drink I drink all the time, because having a signature drink might make me sound like a tosser. My drink that I choose majority of the time is spicy margarita or Casa Alla Picante. I have been saying to people recently, and Eva, it's my birthday in a few days' time, and we're going to a Mexican restaurant. And I'm like, I want a spicy margarita, but I'm sick of having two spicy margaritas and still... I don't want to get drunk, but I'd like a little bit of a buzz.
I need a buzz after two margs.
Yeah, yeah. And for months now in London, there has been a buzz shortage on margaritas. And I've been livid about it. And it's come up a few, even when we were at Dean's birthday, we were like, we've all had like six margaritas and we're all completely sober.
No, I was very disappointed. Although that could have just been the overwhelming power of the baguette.
Could have been. And I had two spicy margaritas at Sir, and they are the best spicy margaritas I have ever had. You hear me, Lisa Vanderpump? You hear me? They were freaking amazing. And then we went to Sir, then we popped into Pump, but we didn't like the vibe. And there were some floor tiles.
Not because we didn't like it for any reason other than there was a Christmas party happening and there were lots of people in name badges. And we're not name badge people. We didn't feel part of the crowd, so we left.
My face is my name badge.
I'm going to write your name in Sharpie on your forehead before we go out. It'll be amazing.
And then we went to Tom Tom.
Yes, the newly opened Tom Tom.
Which has got... if you like Harry Potter and you want a bar that seems like it could be a bar in Diagon Alley, that's what
Tom
Tom is.
And then get the Diablo, whatever that song was, that drink that we had.
Oh, buzz button.
Because that's a bit Harry Potter too, because it's got a buzz button in it, yeah.
If I'm not going to spoil it, because Lindsay said, Emma, you should have this drink, and I'm not going to tell you why. If you see on a cocktail menu buzz button,
yeah, get it
as part of the component parts of a cocktail, please do get it.
Yeah, it's the Deadly Diablo, is what it's called
at Tom Tom.
Tom Tom, it was great. But so that's your highlight of the week, is the Vanderpump Triumvirate.
Oh,
but
what's
give me the song? Yeah, give us a song.
In
do
what
it.
Style of? Because last time I did my Wire and Christina.
I mean, I think that you channel the divas so well. That's the thing. I would hate to take that away from you. I mean, we could go Britney. You could go Celine, you could go Tina Turner.
I've never really, I know she's got a signature sound, but I've never really, obviously Proud Mary.
Yeah,
Britney's just
dancer.
Very breathy.
Yeah.
Highlight of the week. It would just be a bit like, ooh, why did you?
Well, I appreciate you coming to play.
Celine though, that would just be ad-lib to the max.
Do it then, do it. Take a deep breath.
Oh no, now you're going to have to edit this out, because I need to think about what she would do.
Would you like me to vamp for a moment?
Could you? Thank you.
So you guys, it's been a lovely week. I'm trying to think what beauty products I've really gone hard on this week while Emma prepares her performance for you.
I'm literally standing up.
I did buy some nice moisturizer while we were in Palm Springs, which is amlactin. It's like a lactic acid moisturizer, because my skin's been very dry. And I will let you know how I get on with that. We also enjoyed the lube counter at CVS in Palm Springs, because there is a very active... let's say
community
in Palm Springs that would require lube, and they've got just a really wide selection that I've never seen before.
A wide selection,
really wide. There's so many different ones. There was spunk,
backslide.
There was backslide. There was boy butter. There was gun oil. It was very impressive. There were just a lot of different lubes.
I feel like my creative juices aren't flowing. I'm just going
to
end
up... Do you want me to get you some boy butter or some backslide or some gun oil?
If I could just have a shot of backslide, I'm sure I'll be back with you in a moment with some
gun
silly...
Gun oils, gun for guns.
I can't even do a Lady Gaga. I can't...
I would enjoy a Lady Gaga.
A Lady Gaga highlight of the week. What would she do? Well, she would be at the piano,
what would
wouldn't
Stephanie
she?
Do?
Stephanie. Well, she'd be reductive.
Yeah. Come on, do it.
Oh, I don't know now. I can't think about
it. Do it in the style of Christmas. I heart Christmas.
Lady,
that's my
we're over
highlight
over
highlight of the week in the style of Christmas. Shoot.
Okay. Highlight of the week.
One of the cats just had a full emotional breakdown. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, no, that I deliberately went slightly flat because I just thought I can't bring Gaga to the table right now. She's not, no. She doesn't want to come out.
But it was very avant-garde. I think she would have liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Belle liked it a lot.
Too. I want to do, when I talked to Anna from the Anna Reddit and we were talking about if you were in a wood and no one could hear you and you could scream at the top of your voice, what would you do? And we were both like, we would do Shallow from A Star Is Born.
Nice. Fair enough.
But maybe I'll work on something.
I'm trying to think what mine. I probably, I always enjoy in the car when I'm on my own and there's rage. I'd like a Rolling in the Deep by Adele because I can't quite get there and you have to shout a lot in that to get the higher notes. And then I would always be All Too Well by Taylor Swift. Because it starts off so gentle and you're like just feeling it and then you get like the full
rage.
You get the full screaming in the middle and I love that.
I'm going to have to redo that one because it was, now I look back, I just think listeners are going to be disappointed. I built it up.
Okay.
We'll do another one afterwards.
You can do a kappa. Capo even.
Okay.
At the end if that works.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your highlight of the week, Emma Guns?
Being in LA with you.
Okay.
That doesn't count, does it?
I'll take it. I'm not fussy.
Makeup wise?
Yeah.
Well, the Visi Art palettes, but I've already talked about those.
They're gorgeous, though. Describe them to us.
They're pretty, and they're £8 palettes. One of them is kind of purpley and aubergine-y, and one of them is browny and golden, but not like theme bronze or anything. It's just that they're... And one of them's got a very vibrant, like, salmon pink,
yes,
orange.
Yes, that corally pink that's sort of... It reminded me of the Anastasia Sultry palette that's got that pop of corally... I think it's called Bloom in the Sultry palette, but it's that corally pop of beauty.
And I feel... And I said to you, I think I might just do a look with just that colour and make that quite... And put that on my Instagram and just see, because it will be so striking.
Yeah.
Not,
really
I wouldn't
pretty.
Wear it out, but I mean...
Oh, you must. I've been
quite quiet on social media since I've been here because I'm having such a good time. And I'm thinking, right, when I go back, I'm going to have to, not have to, but I'd quite like to do a few makeup looks and some other bits and bobs. And so I'll definitely be using that. So the beauty buyer's high I got from buying those palettes, and I've swatched them and they just seem like blimmin' delicious.
They're a dream.
Oh, my other highlight was...
You're pointing at me.
Yes,
very
because
infused.
First night I got it, Sir Night.
Yes.
So second night I was here. And I said, I was in the bathroom doing my makeup and it went wrong. And I came out and said, Lindsay, I've accidentally discovered my perfect highliner angle because I did it wrong. And I was like, but this is perfect.
Yeah.
That was a highlight.
Yeah. So just like, you know, serendipitous eyeliner joy.
So normally...
There's no such thing as a mistake, people. There's no such thing as a mistake.
No, so I always do... My eyeliner, as one does, following the lash line and then sort of halfway across the eye, you begin to... I always describe it as a plane taking off.
Nice.
Taxis along the runway, then boom, goes off, and that's how you get your angle. But I just didn't do that inner corner bit first.
Yeah.
And actually having that very steep, quite thick line at the end gave me that feline shape that I so long for.
Pretty. Pretty.
What's your highlight of the week, Lindsay?
I have a product that I've been really enjoying, and it's a small independent brand, so you have to find it online. I'll link to it below, but it's called Jones a Keeper because it's bees, isn't it? It's a lady called Joan who started making honey soap because she was keeping bees and she had too much honey, and they've made a brand called Jones a Keeper. And I have the body lotion in Clean Rain, which is supposed to be the crisp, refreshing smell of the season's first downpour. And it's got shea butter and marula oil in it as a body lotion, but you have to smell it and try it. It's the most beautiful. I'm addicted to it. I ended up going back and buying the spa spray that you spray in the shower to make your shower smell like it.
I saw that and I was like, what is this?
Oh my God, it just makes your shower smell like this. And I am obsessed with it. I do lather my whole body in it, but it just smells so fresh. And I always love those smells that are like clean linen, clean rain, and they never really work as much as I want them to, but this is my dream.
Because often they've got too much fragrance in them.
Yeah, fragrance. You don't want too much fragrance. But in a body lotion, it's great. And it absorbs straight away and it's lovely. And I really like it.
I can confirm
pretty.
It is lovely. And it's a night... That does absorb super fast.
Straight away. It's fantastic. I think it's a really lovely job. And I like supporting a small business independent
And it doesn't leave
brand.
It doesn't leave skin tacky or...
No.
that you could get
it's
dressed
really nice either really get dressed quickly. Or at bedtime and it doesn't sink into the sheets. It's just on you, not in the bed sheets, and it's very refreshing and comforting at bedtime. Not refreshing but soothing at bedtime. See, without being monster. overpowering.
I like, if I'm gonna do like some sort of sensory spa experience, I do like to do a warm shower and then a body oil before bed.
I do love a body oil before bed, but I hate getting it all in the sheets. Yeah, I don't like getting claggy in the sheets. And then my other highlight, which is going to be our joint highlight, even though you haven't contributed, I've just decided it is, and I know because we've discussed it, if you join the Full Coverage podcast Facebook group right now, or you come and follow us on Instagram, we are doing an advent calendar of beauty joy.
So good.
So we should have mentioned this last time, but I don't think we knew we were doing it. It was kind of a last minute decision born from the group, from the joy of the Facebook group. There is an advent calendar on our Instagram. If you go to Instagram, obviously just search Full Coverage Pod. We are there, and there is a pink and silver advent calendar which suggests a different beauty look every day between now and Christmas. And it's totally open to your interpretation. You cannot get it wrong. There is no way. It is just supposed to be a super fun inspiration. We've had everything so far from, we had a red lip day and everyone posted their selfies of them in a red lip. Yep. We had a sparkle and shine day. We had interpret brown your lips. Favorite decade.
Yes.
We've had today, I think, is your budget buy. So your favorite budget product, or that was the 10th. There'll be another one on today. We've had glossy lips. We've had matte lips. And there is a different thing coming up every day until Christmas. And it's just been so much fun to see everyone's look. And it, genuinely, you go onto the Facebook group. So it's on Instagram, but it's also on the Facebook group and the Beauty Banter group. And I will post the picture every day, and then everyone posts their selfie underneath each picture.
It's so good.
And it's hundreds of comments because of the joy and the support. And if I'm sort of having a 10 second time out, I'll go and look at the feed and look at all the nice things everyone's saying to each other. And all the what this is about is the sharing the joy of makeup and the joy of beauty and how it can make us feel amazing. Maybe if you didn't feel amazing before. And that's made me really happy. So that is definitely been a highlight. Yeah. And also just super fun. Somebody messaged me and said, oh, it's been great because it's taken the stress of doing my makeup every day, because this was someone who had to do their makeup for work every day. And it's like, just, I have that minute every day where I'm like, oh, and she's like, oh, and I was like, oh, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Because that's a fun thing to do today.
No, it's a really, really good idea. Really, really good idea.
And it's been really, really fun.
You have to do it next Christmas as well.
We will definitely do it next Christmas. And hopefully you will come and join us on Instagram and facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. And we're on Twitter. We're there. I don't get to it as much as I'd like because the stuff busy.
She's writing her 15th bestseller.
I'm writing
novel.
My 15th bestseller.
And she's hosting. She's hosting me.
And I'm hosting Transatlantic Podcast Fam. Hashtag Emma Guns. But yes, we'll link obviously everything in the show notes. You can find us on social media. You can find Emma on social media. Where can they find you, Guns?
Just tap in at Emma Guns and my mug will show up.
Excellent.
But, yeah.
And if you want an actual mug, you can go and buy Full Coverage podcast mug. So we'll have the link to that below as well. People are starting to get them and they're tagging them and it's so exciting.
I know. Your logo is really, really good. Thanks. Your logo is really, really good. And your merch, because there is a bundle of merch in this apartment, and your merch looks really good. Like, I'm coming away with a hoodie and a t-shirt, whether you know it or not.
I'll just look for it and I'm like, oh.
It's gone.
And then I'll see it on Instagram in your house.
And I'll be flipping you the bird from the plane.
With the hood up, holding a mug. It'll be amazing.
Excuse me, stewardess. I would like my Bloody Mary in this mug.
That I've lifted. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a really fun week. And thank you for jumping in and guest hosting. The hashtag PodFam crossover.
Wouldn't have missed it for the world.
I mean, it was you or it was Bell, so like, we appreciate it.
Bell didn't like highlight of the week. I didn't either. I let myself down. It doesn't
matter. Do you want a second stab at it?
I'm gonna have to like do some lunges and do some vocal.
Well, that means you're just gonna have to come back another time.
Yeah, fine.
Excellent. Well, that's agreed. Thank you so much for listening. Christmases are coming. Next full episode will be going up on Christmas Day on December 25th. But we may have a couple of treats in store for you before then. We've got a couple of mini episodes that are going to be going up over the festive period to keep everyone sane when they're traveling a lot. I know I always need extra podcasts around the holidays.
Oh yeah.
And we are here for you. So look out for that next couple of weeks. And until then,
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure, Lindsay. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for jumping in and having a good old chat.
Oh,
a good
old chin wag. Flipping lovely.
You're my highlight of the week.
You're mine. Let's put on the kettle and have another cup
beautiful.
Of tea.
Beautiful. Let's do that. And we will speak to you all again very soon. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.